The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and if you were a Houston sports fan, yesterday was pretty good. And unless you're a fan of a DH who can't walk anymore. Hey, lots to get to. Let's do it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, and you know, most of the Tuesday texters got ignored yesterday, so don't try to push it into Wednesday.
Oh, they're coming, baby.
Don't push it into Wednesday.
They're coming, baby.
And, of course, you can watch us on Twitch and listen. It's twitch.tv/ESPN975, and you'll get to hear what goes on the breaks. Usually we chat with the Twitchers. Sometimes we just talk about whatever. Sometimes we don't do a damn thing, but you can do that. Join the crowd on the Twitch channel. And it's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit
differently. The Twitch channel right now is in full-blown debate over who's not professional, Nick or Josh.
Okay. Let's do a
Blitz 3-minute poll.
Well, I missed it, so you guys are going to have to give me a recap. I was
there's no need. I mean, I Josh and Nick, they were upset with each other today.
Really?
Yep.
Who's at fault?
Ask Twitch.
Oh,
we're going to have fun today. There's going to be no drama unless Aaron pisses me off. And then there'll be drama. And if that happens, well, you know, we'll have to see who comes out on top.
Nick has a little temper on him. If you get him mad.
Yeah. Nick will get worked up.
Yeah. I've seen that before.
Yeah, Nick will get worked up.
Not at me, but at other people. So, okay. Well, yeah, we're having fun today, man. I'm in a good mood. It's already Wednesday. It's amazing when you're actually working during the day how fast the week goes by. It's like, I mean, I get up this morning, I'm thinking, God, it's only Tuesday. And then I went outside, and what an incredibly beautiful morning it was. It did not feel like summer for the first time in months. And so I went out and sat and did all my work this morning out on the balcony because it was so nice out. Of course, then it got to be hotter than, you know, the face of the sun. But hey, but it was such a beautiful day. And then I get online and I'm doing my show prep and I see one of the news services. I don't know if it was ABC 13's website or the Chronicle or whoever. So I feel bad for calling them out. Not remembering who it was.
It's their fault, though.
Yeah, but it's like
maybe be a little
Houston
more
to get beautiful weather today, but tropical problems could happen next week. Why do you got to tack that on? Why do you can wait till tomorrow? Can't you? Can't you let me enjoy my one day here where it felt like I was in
that? Yeah, they've got to let people know what's coming.
No, they don't have to do it this soon. Don't. I mean, let me have one day where it's like, God, the weather's beautiful. I go outside and play with the dogs and enjoy life.
I need
go
for to know a run. ASAP.
So, yeah, apparently there's tropical stuff next week. We're a week away from that. Let it go, guys. Wait until tomorrow when the weather starts getting hot again. Please. That's all I'm asking. That's pretty much all I got. It is what are the odds Wednesday. So you're not going to – so I can't comment on the Josh Nick thing because I know nothing about it.
Well, that's on you. You should have listened to the last show or you should go back on Podcast Arena.
Well, how can I do that when I'm on air right now?
Well, you can't. You'll just have to do it after the show.
Oh, fine. it'd be easier if somebody would just tell me, oh, he said this and he said this and that's that.
Well, at the end of the show, it was, you suck. You suck too. You suck too. And it's pretty much that. It was like Bill O'Brien and Fan.
But did they tongue kiss and make up?
Nope.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Can I do a couple shout-outs real quick today. One's kind of sad.
I thought we have one shout-out a day.
I know, but this is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and I have three of them. Because two of them are really cool, and one of them is a little sad. So, but first off, I want to shout out to Rupp 402 on Poker Bros. The last two nights, it's been me and him heads up. He got me on Monday. I got him last night. But that's pretty good playing to get.
Who is this?
RUP 402 on Poker Bros.
Okay.
Also listens to the show. So, and then another guy sent me a DM today who's also a longtime fan of the show. And he got started in horse racing by reading Acing Racing. Well, he has been playing horse tourneys ever since. Took down a 40K tournament. And it all started with Acing Racing. So props to him. And the sad one is one of the guys who plays on our little little Golf Clash group that we have that's a bunch of listeners, Big Daddy Payne. He's been sitting in the hospital in Galveston with his brother for the last month who was burned badly in an electrical accident. They didn't think he was going to make it. So, but he's coming around, and, you know, good luck with that. That's it's a really horrible story, so... hopefully we're going to have some fun today and make you laugh and take your mind off it.
Well, that's the goal, friends.
So there you go.
That's
it. I'm down my list. So other than the death of Yordan Alvarez, yesterday was a pretty good day to be a Houston sports fan.
Well, you know, we did obvious tweet yesterday.
Yeah.
And we won't do any more obvious tweets today. But I think we can all agree that if the Rockets you know, make like 98% of their three-pointers, they're going to win games.
Well, what did they make, 42 yesterday?
Yeah.
That's if they do that, they're not going to lose. But we know they don't do that every game.
Exactly. Now, and I'm saying, I mean, how often are you going to have a game like that? I don't know. But they had one last night, and when they do that, they look unstoppable.
Right.
But we also know that the reality is they're the 25th best 3-point shooting team in the league.
Well,
and they're much more likely to shoot 30% than 40.
Well, I mean, to me, it's pretty simple. Can you do that three times in a series and then win one game another way? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
I think asking them to shoot that well three times in a series is probably a little much. My I don't know. You know, Will they shoot better than 39% from three again in this series? My guess, if I were a betting man, I would say no. I would say that is the best they will shoot in this series.
Very well,
from
could three. But they do win a lot of games shooting 38%, 37%.
Because
of the volume of them.
To their credit, they also did something last night that they haven't been doing, and they got some points inside. And
I don't know how.
I mean, really, it was Jeff Green.
Yeah.
And Jeff Green had a crazy good game and really was kind of the – he and Ben McLemore were kind of the two X-factor guys. I mean, obviously, Harden had a great game. He put up a bunch of points, and he was efficient from three. But Ben McLemore and Jeff Green playing like that, if you can get those guys to give you that, it's going to be hard to stop this team. Even without Russ Westbrook, because let's face it, I mean, you really got basically nothing from Covington again, and I don't know if you're going to get anything from Covington. I'm not quite like throw him out with the bathwater, but I'm kind of like, let's just hope the guy plays good defense, because offensively he's almost a zero.
Right, he does play decent defense for him. So, and they need that, right?
They do.
You do need some guys who actually do that. And I think at some point he'll have a game. And that's the one thing, that's why it's hard to really judge these guys, because you have guys who do that and then jump up and score a whole bunch of points in a game. And that's one of the reasons why they're so baffling. It's like Austin Rivers could score 40 points in a game and 5 the next. It's just you know, Harden's going to be consistent, and I just think, you know, it's, and I know Harden came out and said, "Oh, this is we can play better than this." I don't know that they can, but I think that quality of play is good enough to win a lot of games. It's just how often can you do that, and you know. But I think it's a it was a good win for them. And, you know, the more wins they can get without Westbrook, good for them. That's better in the long term. And I don't think you can say from one game that they're going to be able to do this all series. Just like you can't say from one game that the Bucks are not going to be able to beat the Magic. The Lakers aren't going to be able to beat the Blazers. Which kind of hurt all. Oh, I told you the Blazers were going to upset the Lakers. Yeah, they won one game. They got to get three more. Let's see how it goes. And the same thing with Orlando. I would bet a small child, not mine, probably Aaron's, that there's no way.
Well, you don't have a small child. Aaron doesn't have a small child either. Well, so you're
then he needs to go buy one. Because I would bet it.
You're making ridiculous wagers right now.
Well, sorry.
I'll say this about the Lakers, and it's maybe a you know, well, actually, we'll talk about the Lakers and Blazers game on the other side, because I'm a professional. I'm going to hit my break on time.
That's a first.
On the mark. All boom.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. And everyone can tell that you're poisoning the well, but there are no mistakes except what you create. You need to know your place, because it's about to get hell.
You're listening to the Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about TGS. And thanks to you guys, our great listeners at 97.5, TGS, one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. Why, might you ask? Are they growing so quickly? Well, they've made getting a quote and actually saving money on your home insurance really, really easy. And they were ahead of this. You didn't have to see an agent. It was all contactless pre-Rona. They were ahead of the game. They've got a system that's already shopped all the home insurance prices in our area. And all you've got to do is send a text, and you'll find out if you can save money. The average customer is saving nearly $900 a year. I saved over 1,000. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. Grab your phone and text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back, you'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. No need to wait for your renewal. They'll take care of all that. They'll get you out of your old deal and into your new one where you can start saving money now. They're open right away. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. And now I feel like I'm totally not prepared to do a show because we have this big thing that happened and I wasn't...
Well, what were you doing?
What was I doing? I had an hour-long meeting this afternoon on Project X.
Okay, what were you doing from 3 to 4?
3:15, because my meeting ran late from 2 to 3. 3:15, I got in the car. There was nothing. They were talking about the Rockets.
Aaron, you heard it the whole time, right?
Bits and pieces while I was cutting up audio.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with you, Fred.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to make a little money for the company, buddy.
Don't do it, pal. Pally. Go ahead and do it, pal.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep us all employed, man, for the long term.
I promised that we would discuss the Lakers-Blazers game, which was a fun game. It was a good game. I hear Josh hates the – I think he hates both teams. He hates LeBron James, but he also hates Dame Lillard. I happen to be a fan of both of those people. And I think the big difference between Josh and I is Josh cares – like what matters to Josh is – more the player off the court, and I don't care about any of that. I just like to watch these guys play ball, and I judge them solely on what I think of their game and how entertaining their game is to me. And I think Dame is a very entertaining, you know, player. Here's a problem that the Lakers have, and I think it's a real problem. I don't think the Blazers are going to win this series. I think they could. I don't think they're going to. The Lakers are a horrible three-point shooting team.
Yeah, that was actually something I was going to bring up, so glad you did that.
And I've said this before about the Rockets. Like, I don't understand why the Rockets shoot so many threes when they're a below-average three-point shooting team. It doesn't make sense to me. The Lakers are an even worse three-point shooting team. And here's the big difference between the Lakers and the Rockets. The Rockets, it's almost, they almost have to. I mean, with the way their roster's built, they don't really have much of a choice. They've got to shoot a bunch of threes.
Right.
The Lakers have two of the best front court players in the NBA, and they're still chucking up a bunch of bad threes. And maybe my biggest issue, I mean, Danny Green shooting threes last night was rough. Caldwell Pope shooting threes last night was rough. Anthony Davis, like, I get that he's a skilled big, but he needs to be a big guy with some skill. Because I think he forgets that he has the, you know, he's got size and he can use it. He can bully these dudes. And he's basically acting like he's Dirk Nowitzki. And that's not the kind of player he can be. That's not,
well,
not that Dirk's a bad player. Dirk is a great player, but that's not what Anthony Davis needs to be.
That's not what he needs to be on this
or
team.
Or he can be.
Yeah. I mean, and you go back to even his college career. I mean, the guy was a point guard up until he shot up.
I get it.
And so he's always been that kind of guy. Now, in college, Calipari used him near the basket because he was bigger than everybody else and more athletic. And with the Pelicans, they moved him around a bunch.
I got news, Fred. He's still bigger and more athletic than everybody.
He is, and I think that's what he needs to be on this team. But, you know, you got to get that coach that out of his system. And somebody says Davis looks soft. He's not.
He plays soft.
He's not soft, but he plays soft. And that I'd like to see him more aggressive because you can't stop him down low. He's got too many moves. He's got too much skill, but he's got to get in there and mix it up, and that has to happen. And that'll open up some easier threes, frankly, if you do that for other players.
I mean, really, last night watching that game, it didn't feel like we were watching the 2020 Lakers. It felt like we were watching the Cleveland Cavaliers when it was like LeBron and Drew Gooden against the Spurs.
And you know what? Those teams lost games in the playoffs, but LeBron managed to carry them all the way to the finals.
And LeBron almost did.
Yeah, almost won it. Yeah,
LeBron had a phenomenal game, although he 1 of 5 from three. I would like to see less of that too. But I guess at some point you're trying to get yourself back in the game.
Right.
Obviously, nobody else on your team can shoot the ball, so might as well try it.
Well, and I think that gets back to your original point about them not being able to shoot threes. When they try to shoot themselves back in with the three, it's not going to happen very often. Just like you asking the Rockets to shoot 42% every game.
But if you told me LeBron was going to have 23, 17 rebounds, 16 assists, and 4 turnovers, I would have said, the Lakers are winning that game. Except nobody else showed up for the Lakers. Nobody else had a good game.
Makes it amazing that he had that many assists.
Yeah. And Lillard had a fantastic game. CJ McCollum played really well. Nurkic played well for the Blazers. Even, you know, Carmelo was incredibly inefficient. I don't know why. I guess we've seen him have some make some shots. But you know what he does do is he rebounds. And if you just say, hey, Melo, get down there and grab me some boards, I think he's useful. I prefer Melo not to be taking 11 shots a night. That's just my taste.
Hater.
Yeah, I'm a hater. But, yeah, I think the Blazers played I don't want to say they played their best game. They certainly didn't play their best game. They played well. But nobody besides LeBron showed up for the Lakers. And Anthony Davis, he had 28 points, 11 rebounds. It was just incredibly inefficient, and it's not he wasn't playing the kind of ball that they need him to play if they're going to meet their potential.
Yeah, but the good news is they got time to figure it out. I mean, they're not going to lose this series. They'll play much better as they go forward. They're not going to shoot that poorly again. And you know, LeBron can be even better. I mean, LeBron can score a hell of a lot more than that if he needs to.
I mean, they could shoot that poorly again because they're a poor shooting team.
Yeah, but I think that was...
They just need to shoot less.
I think they played about as bad as they could play. They'll be fine. I'm not worried about this series, but they're going to have to be better moving forward because I don't think you're beating the Clippers playing like that. Might not even beat the Rockets playing like that.
Well, I think what we saw yesterday is, I mean, this season in this playoffs, it may be kind of wide open. It could be.
Yeah, I'm not going there after one game. I mean, that's the easy path to take. Oh,
yeah.
Maybe anybody can win. do you really think Orlando's going to beat Milwaukee?
No. I'm not saying anybody can win. I'm saying that there's not a team out there that looks like they're so good that no one can touch them is what I really mean.
But over seven games,
everyone's beatable.
They are. But over seven games, I still think the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, and maybe the Raptors are going to be the hardest outs. And, you know, doesn't mean those teams can't lose, and they're going to have to at some point because not all four of them can get to the finals. I'm not that bad at math.
Yeah, I don't know what I think of the Raptors. I actually watched their entire game today, and they got their asses beat for three quarters.
Yeah.
And then they showed up in the fourth. And, I mean, in the Nets, I mean, they've got basically no one. And
how often do we see that in the NBA? Teams do that. They get their ass kicked for three quarters, and then they turn it on in the fourth. But see, the problem is it's hard to judge them based on this series.
Yeah.
Because the Nets are terrible. And
exactly. That's what I mean.
They're good enough to keep it close on occasion. They're good enough to maybe win a game, but they're not good enough to beat them. And so you go back to, okay, do you judge the other games in the bubble where Toronto looked terrific? And with the Bucks looking a little soft right now, the Celtics have, you know, I mean, I guess they're the other one, but I don't know that they're good enough.
I don't think the Raptors have a guy. They don't have that dude that they can say.
Siakam's pretty close to it.
You think Siakam's like a superstar tier player?
I don't think he's on Kawhi Leonard level or whatever, but I think he's
like, you think he's good enough to be the best player on a championship team?
If the championship team has a lot of really other good players on it. See, that kind of thought only works with the Rockets. Or the Blazers, where they have one superstar. I guess the Rockets technically have two. But
I mean,
sometimes it would
literally be every team. The only other team if the Raptors win this year, the only precedence for it would be that Pistons team that beat the Lakers. And that was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what? They're kind of like that team. They've got a lot of really good players. They're deep. And, I mean, I'm not saying they're going to win, but I wouldn't throw them out of my exacta box that at least they get to the finals. And that would be quite the feat, losing one of the best players in the league and to come back the next year and make the finals again. Now, I don't think they could beat the Lakers or Clippers, but, you know, who knows? I mean, but they play really good team basketball, and it's nice to see. It's very different from the let's put superstars together and see if it works.
Well, yeah.
But having said all that, you know what the problem is? You miss the Warriors.
I do.
You miss the Warriors being involved. And it's okay to admit it. You know, the public knows that. But it does seem like, I mean, it's so hard to get behind LeBron and LeBron's Lakers. I mean, you know, the Lakers are, you know, they're the Yankees of the NBA. It's like, okay, go off to the best team and bring Anthony Davis in with you. And, you know, they're not all that fun to watch. I mean, LeBron is still, but the rest of the team is kind of like, eh. So you don't really have, you know, that's why I kind of like enjoy watching. The Clippers are fun to watch when they're playing well. And I think the Raptors are fun to watch. But those guys aren't sexy like the Warriors were. We need sexy. We don't. I mean, the Lakers are the only one that can be sexy. That's why they can't go shoot like that.
Yeah.
All right. You don't need sexy when it comes to brakes, though. You just need quality. You need convenience. You need affordability. And that is what new brakes will give you. They're a mobile brake repair service. They come to you. And this is great. I had a friend who was at his office. He's actually working at his office. They came out and did it right there. And it was fast. It was easy. And his brakes had been grinding and making all kinds of noise. He went online. They got right back to him in a matter of minutes. And they gave him a surprise free repair quote. So they said, hey, this is the worst case scenario. This is what it would cost you. And they came out. The guy was great. He didn't have to do a thing. You don't want to have to go sit in the shop right now for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and wait for them to finish other stuff. No, they'll come right to you, and it's done. If you're stuck at home, they'll come to your house. Your office, they'll come to your office. And these are great, great people with a great product. You're going to save 20 to 50% off of what you would pay if you go to a shop or a dealer. It's that simple. Mention ESPN. You'll get 10% off of your service. Newbrakes.com is the website. That's NUBRAKES.com. Newbrakes.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hearing it's too sportsy today, guys. We can't win, can we?
No.
There's a little sports going on.
No. Yeah. We're in the middle of the we're in the midst of the playoffs, Fred. The Astros won six games, six baseball matches in a row, and they've scored a total of seven runs, I think, in those six games. I don't know. Maybe that's inaccurate, but something like that.
Now some sad news. Can we get dust in the wind for Yordan Alvarez?
Oh, no. That chick just got a Yordan tattoo.
Does it have a knee brace?
I don't know.
Probably needs one.
Because I think, and they say, I'm not sure, but it looks like he's out for the season.
Yeah, and he had knee problems last year and in the off season, and we didn't really hear much about it because there was all the garbage can stuff. But can I do an AJ Hoffman take on this?
Okay.
What if Yordan Alvarez is never able to come back?
I mean, my guess is he'll come back and play a baseball match again.
But he'll never be the same.
That's entirely possible.
I knew that.
I think it depends on what the knee injury is.
Well, but I mean,
know.
He's a big dude and he's young with knee problems.
I'm telling you, that's not a joke.
That is not a good sign. All kidding aside, that is not a good sign. And, you know, I would get his ass over to the medical center where I hear they have really good doctors. And get him fixed.
Like, think
and
about
if
this.
If he's back next year, great.
Do you guys feel better or worse about Zion Williamson's long-term prospects now versus, you know, midway through his first season at Duke? Because I'll be honest, I feel worse.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, I think you have to. Okay, here's a better question. Whose long-term potential do you like better health-wise, Zion or Yordan? Maybe not a better question, but certainly an interesting one. Interesting question. When it rained, Yordan needs.
I mean, I think Zion's ceiling is higher than Yordan's in their given sports.
Yeah, but we're talking about injury.
But Zion plays a game that's you're more likely to get injured in,
especially with that body.
Yeah, I would say yeah, Yordan more likely to stay healthy, but you can't feel good about it. I mean, it's not a. This isn't one of those things that you go, oh, no big deal. He's what, 20? How old is he? 22, 23? Knees messed up again. We're not worried. No, you're worried.
But he's because he's a big guy, and you know that's. I hate to break it to you. It's harder to if you've got bad knees. It's harder to perform when you're a big guy than when you're a little guy. It's you know it's physics. I'm not good at physics, but I can put that in my notebook. But no, I think the smart thing to do would be shut him down, get him fixed, get whatever surgeries he needs now, and have him ready for next year if we're all alive next year.
Yeah.
But especially with a short season like this, you don't really, I mean, you force him back and...
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Now, it's the same thing for Justin Verlander. I mean...
Although he apparently was throwing yesterday, so... If you can get him
allegedly.
Back, if you can get him back for the playoffs, fine. I don't mind rushing him back for the playoffs, Verlander, because you need him.
Yeah.
And if he blows his arm, oh, well, you get him back next year. So, yeah, but I think it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe, I don't know how sitting out's going to make much of a difference. Look how much time he sat out with the Rona. And he shows up, he plays one game, ouch, gone. So, and Nestor putting a positive spin on this. What are the odds we just sacrifice Yordan so the Rockets could win it all?
I don't think Yordan equal to Deshaun when they sacrificed Deshaun for the Astros World Series.
Well, I don't know. He was Rookie of the Year. Was Deshaun?
No.
Okay.
What if you had the guarantee a magical wizard said, right before it happened, we're going to sacrifice him, but if we don't sacrifice him, he turns into what Big Poppy was for his entire career as an Astro.
Dude, that's asking a lot.
Yeah.
But if they guarantee it, and then you're saying, yeah, sacrifice him for the Rockets,
Here's another question. The lineup's out for today.
Yeah.
Who's, like, if I said who's been the best hitter for the Astros this year, who would you say? There's two acceptable answers.
Well, Correa's been hitting well.
Okay. He's one of the two acceptable
hitting
answers.
Better, too, than he was early, but...
He's been better. I think the other acceptable answer is Yuli.
Yeah. You always forget about Yuli because he's not sexy. But, yeah, Yuli just quietly sits there and does his job.
Why are Yuli and Carlos Correa still batting 5-6 in the order? I mean, no offense, but your first two hitters, their batting averages are 200 and 168. That's not exactly how you're looking to start off a game, okay?
I still wish they'd give, even though he's not hitting worth a damn right now, I wish they'd give Miles Straw more of a run. Put him atop of the
game
order.
Winner yesterday, bro.
And give him two or three games to see if he can get something going, because he's the kind of guy that can manufacture a run if he gets on base.
Well, they keep giving Kyle Tucker chances. He's hitting 193.
Oh, game-winning home run the other day, AJ.
He's seventh in the order. Something called Taylor Jones is eighth in the order today and DHing.
That's John Bones Jones' brother.
No, that's Arthur Jones.
Or Chandler Jones.
It's both of those.
Okay. I think, at least they're winning some games now. But that lineup is what you were counting on, right? I mean, especially from once you lose Verlander. Okay. Why am I getting this? First off, my name is not Dorothy. I get a text, Dorothy, this is Bruce from Political Research 2020. Whom do you support? Reply 1, Trump. 2, Biden. 3, undecided. 4, opt out.
4.
Man, maybe I should respond as Dorothy.
Maybe.
I just think that Biden is a sexy, sexy man, and I want to have sex with him and Donald Trump.
I don't think you should get into what you want to do about sex. I think you should just say undecided or opt out. Opt out's probably the move.
How about I just block the number? That's
good.
That's what I'm going to do. But out here, I'm in a little radio show, and first off, at least get my name right if you're going to send me spam text. I'm not Dorothy. I mean, yes, I have dressed up like Dorothy for Halloween, had a whole Wizard of Oz thing going on. It was pretty sexy. But no, I'm not Dorothy.
Say undecided and see if they'll call in on the line to give their spiel for whoever they're trying to get you to vote for.
No, I don't want to interact with these people. Let's start with that. So you shouldn't be texting me anyway. And no, Braddock, I'm not going to send them a penis pic. Stop. That's not a good answer to anything, because this is my real number that they have. And if they did some actual research, and by the way, I love that a research center can't do enough research to find out my name is not Dorothy.
Here's a real question about the Astros. Is it concerned, like, the Astros, you would think, this year you would think, and I don't know if it's true or not, because it's early in the season, small sample size, you would think home and road would mean less than usual.
It really shouldn't mean anything.
The Astros 3-6 on the road.
Well, let me rephrase that.
10-4 at home.
I'm not going to say it shouldn't mean anything, because there is an advantage to batting last.
Well, there's an advantage to sleeping in your bed.
Yeah, but I mean, just especially with these extra inning rules, yep, you definitely have an advantage batting last. And bad bullpens, that helps too.
Yeah. Well, the Astros have played now 6 extra inning games. So they're getting accustomed to it. 2-4 in those games. So it was nice to see them win one. That's the first one they've won since that Angels game. But, yeah, they've not been very good on the road, and they're about to start out on a mini road trip. 5 games, 2 at Colorado, 3 at San Diego, where Fernando Tatis is stealing third and dropping bombs.
I know we talked about this. That dude is my new hero.
He's one of my new favorite
when
players.
When he stole third, that's a basic bleep you whiny little bitches. Yep. I love it. I am rooting for this guy to do well. Hope he sucks against the Astros. Oh, no, he can hit some home runs as long as the Astros win. But that's my new favorite guy. I'm Team Fernando.
He's definitely my favorite. He's definitely my favorite Padre.
Well, it's not saying much.
Who's your second favorite Padre?
I don't have one.
Eric Hosmer. That's who.
I'll go a step farther. He's my favorite NL West player.
Ooh, I like Nolan Arenado a lot. I like a couple of the players on the Padres, actually, because I like Manny Machado, even though Manny Machado's a douchebag. I think that's kind of why I like him.
They've got some good young players on
the team. I like Will Myers, even though Will Myers was good for a minute, and now he sucks. But, yeah, I like some of those players. But Nolan Arenado is one of my favorite players, period. But, yeah, Fernando Tatis, he's making the rounds. I like this FU attitude. And it's not even like a I hate the Rangers thing. It's just like a I just appreciate that philosophy.
I don't hate the Rangers at all, but I do hate the fact baseball needs something like this, man. It needs youth. It needs somebody who is going to be a villain or a good guy that you love or hate. Because, I mean, all these unwritten rules, and this is the way we've always done it. That's why you're dying. That's why you're dying. Mix it up. Rasta says, "Have never heard somebody say they like Machado." I think you're the first.
I just like his game. He's a douchebag. I just don't care.
Virginia Buttonweed Friar Tuck is my favorite Padre.
Well, he's a good one too.
Yeah. Hey, he could swing a bat. Well, a staff, but it could hit human beings instead of baseballs. But I think he swung it pretty well. And of course, now we've got all kinds of Dorothy stuff going on Twitch. So I think we should just take a break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type. Might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have 3-layer nano silver protection. Order now at boomernaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I'm going to disagree with you for a second, Zubin. You said Major League Baseball does not like this. I think Major League Baseball loves this because finally baseball is in the national conversation. Yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing to me that it takes Fernando Tatis swinging on a 3-0 pitch with a 7-run lead. It takes benches clearing. But at least this was with somebody of Fernando Tatis's ilk. At least this was from somebody who's 21, who is incredibly joyful when he plays.
And we're back on The Blitz. So who was that?
That was Jeff Passan this morning on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Zubin.
I heard a few minutes of that show this morning because for some reason, I don't know why, the dog decides instead of getting me up at 5:30 that it's going to be 4:00 this morning. And when I got up, I could not go back to sleep. It's like, okay, I'm starting my day. And then for some reason, the wife's up early and she wants to be at the office before like at 6:30. I'm like, okay, so I drop her off. And so I was listening to a little bit of it before our Moneyline guys came on. And yeah, it was interesting. I mean, I didn't get enough to dig into it, but fair point. Somebody on the text line asked, can the Flyers close it out tonight? Yeah, I expect the Flyers to win tonight. If you're looking for a plus number, I might throw a few bucks at the Canucks. I think they've played better than the Blues throughout most of this series. They're tied 2-2, and no Tarasenko for St. Louis. So, you know, went 2-1 yesterday on a pretty good tear. So when you lose, don't be mad. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Is it a little weird that like, the Astros and Rockies are essentially playing a 4-game series in two different cities?
A little bit.
Yeah, 2 games here, and then they go there for 2 games. It's kind of like, Really? Yeah. It almost seems pointless to me to get on a plane. Why not you just do it in one of the two cities and say, all right, Colorado gets to be the home team. It's not like there's fans there who care. You just flip-flop it. Or you send them off to Colorado and the Astros get to be a home team for two games and cut down the travel. Dude, you've got to get that.
That came out of nowhere. It's been
twice. That's twice.
I didn't even push the button that time.
Yeah, I know. You've had it's popped off twice, which is more burps than you've had. You can't have that. So, the one thing, just to throw one more deal on the Astros, but they're getting really good pitching right now from a lot of guys that you just don't expect it. And yes, the cynic in me says, oh, they're not going to keep it up. They can't. But if they do, then, and you can get Verlander back, I might change my opinion of this team because I still think they have enough hitting even without Yordan. Well, theoretically, they have. I don't know if you saw this, but Altuve and Springer have been so bad that one of the video games have dropped their ratings significantly. That is a bad sign, right?
Yeah.
When that's happening, I have to try to find that story. It's on my list, but yeah, I was reading that the other day. It's like, here it is. It's feel like I need to sneeze and I can't.
Oh, I thought you were going to belch.
No, I was going to sneeze, but then nothing happened. It's got like the itchy nose thing. Like, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. And then it's like, okay. But I couldn't really talk. So, MLB The Show, their current overall ratings are 83 and 82, which is significantly down from their preseason ratings.
Like 83, like what? 83 and 82, one pitching, one hitting?
They had 85 ratings in the diamond category, which is the highest in the game.
And what's a diamond? What does that mean?
Well, the current overall rating, right?
Okay.
Is 85 is considered one of the best players in the game.
Okay.
And they both have been dropped to 83 and 82, which is gold status, not platinum status, which probably right now, gold status, they're not quite doing that either.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, though, those guys will turn it around. So.
I think while you can say at some point the bats turn it around, which I think they do, at some point don't the arms kind of come back to
that's earth? That's what you would expect. I mean, I don't. And I mean, when was the last time they developed young pitchers who actually stayed pitching well for a long stretch?
Yeah.
I'll answer Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
That's it. So, you know, I know they're due for it, but, you know, not all of them are suddenly going to be good.
Right.
But, and you know how it is with young pitchers. Once teams figure them out and, you know, once they've been studied and figure out what their pitch patterns are and things like that, they start getting hit and then they have to adjust. And that's when we'll find out. Frodo says, I really hope me and AJ don't ever wear our rodeo clown shirts at the same time.
Me too. Me too. That would be very embarrassing.
This Flea says, man, the Blitz needs a video of fans waving during their broadcasts like at these NBA games. Yeah, maybe John Lopez will pop up.
Well, I'll say this. I keep saying it. Like the hockey broadcasts look good. The NBA broadcasts look pretty good. The baseball broadcasts look corny and lame. They just didn't do a very good job with it. In my opinion.
Yeah, I...
In my professional opinion, as a professional television watcher.
Well, I kind of consider myself a bit of an expert on watching television.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think, yeah, at this level, I think I'm platinum level TV watcher at this
you're,
point.
You're pretty strong.
My TV game is strong. I would love to argue with you, but the baseball stuff, the cutouts, I know they're using it for charity, but they just look cheesy.
Yeah.
And... You know what? You don't notice as much with the NBA and NHL because they can focus directly on the floor of the ice. Baseball, you got no choice because there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a backdrop when a guy's batting. There's going to be a long fly ball where there's empty seats. So, you know, they're at a disadvantage from a visual standpoint to begin with. But yeah, if you're just watching a game, like the game we have on now, where you don't know there's no fans in the stands because it's all focused on the court. And without audio, you don't know because we, of course, can't do audio. But, yeah, that's You know, I think, and spoiler alert, my column for tomorrow is how well, especially the NBA, but also the NHL, how well the bubble has worked.
It's really been good.
So,
and kudos to them for sticking with it, even though they had, you know, you got an issue, kick somebody out. That's a smart move.
Yeah, I think they've done it right. They've done a good job. I think they've created something that if they have to do it next year, which, you know, Tebow forbid, they know how to do it. And I mentioned this the other day, and somebody needs to go back and say, hey, props to Dana White, because Dana's the guy who proved you could do it with the UFC. And there were questions because you get more, there's obviously more people when you have NBA teams and NHL teams. And my concern with the NHL is all the contact. You know, there's, and basketball too, there's a lot of physical contact. And guess what? Nothing. And it's the only things that have happened have been things that happened during the course of a season. Guys blow out knees.
Yeah.
Or guys get hurt. Or, man, I don't know if you saw that Svechnikov injury the other day in the hockey game where his leg went the wrong way on the skate.
No.
God, can I just public service announcement to NBC and NBCSN. Don't show that bleeping highlight 35 times.
I like seeing it. I like seeing guys get
I don't,
up.
Man. Like, I do not want to see – I never need to see that Alex Smith injury again. I did not need to see this 25 – because I was watching hockey all day Saturday. I did not need to see that 25 times. And what's worse is all the commentators like, oh, this is so horrible to see. Don't show it to me then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 713-780-3776. Bo Khan asked me, have you guys seen the morning show on Apple TV? First episode, pretty good. That is a really surprisingly good show. I liked it. I think it's one of the better ones that I've seen. And it's one that I went into thinking I would hate because I don't like Jennifer Aniston at all. Something about her just turns me off. And I don't know if it's when I first heard she had bad breath.
I remember that. But that stuck with me, honestly.
But there's certain things that, I just don't
understand how everybody at some point thought she was like the hottest chick in the world.
And not only that, it's, I just don't think she's a very good actor. So I expected to hate it. And I mean, I thought it was one of the most well done things. And it's not a subject that frankly I'd be interested in because there weren't little people or dragons or superheroes that have orgy scenes or, you know, a bunch of kids with superpowers. It didn't have any of that. It was just about the inner workings of a morning show with a Matt Lauer type guy and how it affected the whole thing. And it was just really well done. So, all right. What do I have here? Oh, that's easy because I didn't wear a hat today because there's no humidity. So I'm having a pretty good hair day. And it's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And yeah, I know I need to get it cut at some point. And somebody also told me I look like a Western villain. But you know what? It's better than looking like just an old, bald, fat, ugly guy. And that's all thanks to Dr. Linville. And it's such a great procedure, man. He takes the individual follicles from the back of your head, and he just transplants them to where you're thinning. So it's your own hair. And it's not hair plugs. It's not any of this goofy stuff that people tried to sell me on doing. And I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to shave it and say, that's it, I'm bald. And I met with Dr. Linville, and he just said, hey, look, all I'm going to do is take these follicles and move them. That's it. It's your own hair. And then he said, hey, take a look at my hair, because he had it done too, and his hair looked fantastic. So I said, I'm in, and it's one of the best things I've ever done. Been about a year now, and yeah, I've got it grown out, and I'm loving it. Go to 975hair.com, set up your virtual consultation. He just wants to help you, man, just like he helped me, just like he helped himself. 975hair.com, get your virtual consultation today.
Hey, I got Lil Max with me, he the wave. It's a big gap between us and the game. In the next life, I'm trying to stay paid. When I die, I put my money in a grave. When I die, I put my money in a grave.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.